Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And enjoying the fall weather here in central Ohio, and looking forward to next week, which is Thanksgiving week. In fact, we have our service this week on Wednesday. Next week, it'll be on Tuesday evening, and we do a worker appreciation service, just thanking God for the many servants of the Lord Jesus he's given us here at Bible Baptist Church. We just have an incredible number of people who just love to serve the Lord, and we've been so blessed. And so we'll do that a week from today, actually, a week from tonight. And but we're looking forward to a great day today as well. And listen, I said something to you yesterday about, you ever heard that expression, I'm just at my wit's end. And did you know that's in the Bible? Well, take your Bible, if you have one close by, and you can look at it. Psalm 107. The Bible says, it talks about men who go into the deep. Verse 23, they that go down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters. Verse 24, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy winds, wind which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. At wit's end. Did you catch that? In a wit's end. If you look it up, it would say, in a state of distress because one has no more patience or mental stamina. After having dealt with some kind of a problem or difficult situation. Oh, the baby's been crying for hours. I'm at my wit's end. I'm already at my wit's end. If the plane gets delayed again, I'm going to scream. It means to be completely puzzled, perplexed, not knowing what to do. I've tried everything possible without success, and I'm at my wit's end. It first appeared in Piers Plowman in 1377. Well, I think it appeared before that because it's in our Bible. Witty remarks are based on using your wit, or keeping your wits about you. So when it talks about coming to the end of our wits, it implies the human mind can reach a maximum. And then I guess you go into the twilight zone. But these sailors that we read about, they came to a place where they were at their wit's end. And I'm afraid it's a condition that doesn't just affect unsaved people, but saved people as well. In other words, it simply means they've lost or exhausted any possibility of perceiving or thinking of a way out. It's where the end of all human ability and resources comes to an end, and there's no escape, there's no help, there's no deliverance other than God. Like the sailors in the ship, we go about our business. Then a storm comes out of nowhere. Trouble crashes down on all sides like waves of the sea. Life's troubles seldom come one at a time. They're like the waves of a storm, one after another after another. The sailor said, our souls melted because of trouble. Same as when Paul was on that ship for Rome that ended up with a shipwreck. But notice, God initiated the storm. He brought the sailors into this place. He raises the wind. He stirs up the waves. He tosses the ship. It's his doing. So whenever trouble comes and hits us from all sides, have the knowledge that all the storms in life have been ordained by God. You say, well, the devil's after me. I'll remind you, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So let me give you a few things to remember here. When you feel like you're nearing your wit's end. Number one, God keeps bringing us to wit's end until we learn to trust him completely. Time after time, this happened with the children of Israel in the wilderness, did they not? God brought them to wit's end to test them, to see if they would trust him, and they often failed. God brought them to wit's end immediately after leaving Egypt by leading them to the Red Sea. They were shut in. The sea in front, the mountains on both sides, Pharaoh behind them. God had actually led them to a place of human hopelessness, to wit's end. If they would have trusted God, they could have been free of fear and worry. No matter what the storm we're going through, God's put us in that place at wit's end. God's never caught by surprise. So the storms these sailors are in are just a metaphor for the storms we may encounter. Financial storms, physical storms, relationship storms, spiritual storms. Storms don't come from Mother Nature. They're controlled by God. He doesn't have to ad lib his divine direction whenever troubles befall us. He doesn't have to flip a coin to determine his actions on our behalf. Long before Israel left Egypt and arrived at the Red Sea, God's plan for them was already set. He knew all along what he was going to do. So remember, God keeps bringing us to that, to those wits' end until we learn to trust him completely. Number two, God always has a plan to bring us out of our storm. In fact, he's devised a plan long before our trouble even started. He knows the end from the beginning, and he'll hold it back to the very last moment, waiting for us to trust him. He wants us to see, he wants to see if we'll put our faith into his hands and say, live or die, I'm trusting the Lord. Like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Israel failed the test. They became fearful and fainting when they got to their wits' end. God still did for them what he planned all along. He delivered Israel with a mighty miracle. But oh, I'm sure they wish they would have passed that test and just trusted God. And if we don't, listen, it'll take us to another wit's end experience because we didn't get through the last one. 3 days after the Red Sea deliverance, Israel was back in the middle of another crisis. People were hot, they were tired, and overcome by thirst. And they came back, scouts came back and said, hey, there's water up ahead at Marah, but we can't drink it, it's bitter. And so now they went wailing, a wail went up from the camp, people are crying. Made awful accusations against Moses and God. You brought us out here to die. Now, it's your question. Did God know the waters of Marah were bitter? Of course he did. But he had a plan, didn't he? A tree. He had already planted a tree of deliverance. See, God knows what to do exactly about our problem and the exact hour he wants to do it. All he wants from us is trust. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. That's it. That's it. And so Israel learns. In Rephidim, the Bible says in Exodus 17, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. Here's one of the driest places in the whole wilderness. It was a testing place. No stream, no well, not even a trickle of water. And yet the Bible says in verse 1 of that chapter, Moses led them there according to the commandment of the Lord. You see, God allowed the people to go thirsty. And the people thirsted there for water. Babies are crying. Children are wailing. Grandparents are suffering parched throats. Parents looked at their families and thought, in a few days we'll all be dead. So they turned in anger to Moses, give us water to drink. They were still depending on a man, still depending on the flesh. See, if you don't learn to trust God in simple childlike faith, when you're being tested, God's going to bring you to yet another testing ground. You'll go from one test to another. Israel was in such a place again. God was waiting for a response of faith from Israel. He was saying, I've taken you through all these things, but you refuse to learn. Will you trust me now? How many more problems do I have to allow in your life before you'll trust me? God always has a plan for his people, and it's a plan for us. He just wants us to trust him. God will bring us to wit's end, so we'll trust him completely. And he always has a plan to bring us out of the storm. And number three, when we're at wit's end, one of two things will happen to us. You either come out of wit's end trusting man or fully trusting God. You either come out cursed or you come out blessed. You will trust man, his own hands, his own plans. We all take matters into our own hands. Man is, it seems like we're always scheming or planning or manipulating. And spiritual dryness will set into a person's life. We'll be like that shrub in the desert. I'll never partake in the joy of being delivered by God's hand. Everything he thinks looks good turns to misery. The Bible says he's only existing in Jeremiah 17. He's only existing in parched places. He keeps withering away. He keeps being frantic. He keeps being anxious. Keeps being worried. Oh, my friend, don't trust in man. Don't trust in man. Trust God. Trust God. The Bible says, I'm thinking of that passage over in Jeremiah 17. I'm going to flip over there real quick. Jeremiah 17. But the Bible says here in verse 7 and 8, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Sounds like Psalm 1, doesn't it? I mean, that means you trust God, you're going to be planted. You're going to have roots. You're going to have stability. You're going to have a reservoir of living water. He's always spreading out, fruitful and green, with fresh life. When things get hot and bothersome, he won't be afraid. That's what careful means. It means worried, fearful. This person said, Jesus, I trust you alone. You're my keeper. You're my only hope. I just look to you to bring me out of this. Oh, that's what God wants. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so in every matter that arises, God says, trust me, and you will be blessed. Our Heavenly Father would never lead his children into a dry desert, only let them die of thirst, especially when he has a reservoir of water stored in a rock nearby. See, God's always had a plan for his people. God has a plan for you right now. God has a plan for me right now. And he will deliver us from your present trouble. Though we come to wit's end, God is never at his wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. He brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm. He brings them under their desired haven. And then that verse over in Psalm 107 again said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works among the children of men. My friend, I'm telling you today on this Tuesday, November 18, 2025, there's no problem you have God can't unravel. There's no storm that you're going through that he can't calm. There's no desert you're going through right now, but that he can't provide you with water and food and clothing. Just surrender your will. Surrender your personal agenda. Because that's what he wants to do when he brings us to a wit's end. The end of our ability, the end of our thoughts, the end of our scheming. And we'll just trust him. We're just going to put our complete trust and faith in our loving Heavenly Father. And remember, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Well, I'm glad God's never at his wit's end. Amen. And I'm glad he cares for you and me. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for us. He's able to deliver thee. He's able to deliver thee. Trust in him for your deliverance today. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Lord willing, be with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.